While it's clear that the technical challenges are enormous, if we ever set up a one-way trip to Mars, how would the first settlers function as a society? What kind of laws would exist, if any, to start with? And what would happen to the first child born on Mars? These are questions being considered by astrobiologists and ethicists, including Tony Milligan from King's College London, who joins us now. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Say we have a colony on Mars and there's a group of people who plan to stay there long term. How would that work in terms of keeping law and order?
If it's a very small group of people, they're just going to inherit the initial command structures of programmes to get to Mars. So we had Ashley speaking about being crew commander of a group of seven people. But if you begin to introduce larger numbers of people, something more like a stable human community with the prospect of staying there and rearing children and so on, it's not obvious that you can scale up that authority structure so that it works. And there is a danger here. And the danger is that in some respects, the political structures that Mars guides you towards are not necessarily going to be stable ones. And what I mean by that is that it's an exceptionally dangerous environment. A great many things can kill you. The settlers would be immensely vulnerable, a situation in which anyone who controls, say, the oxygen supply or who was in control of the water supply would be effectively in a position to establish some form of political dominance. And that's a dangerous thing, because we know that authoritarian systems create their own culture of dissent, as it were. And under the exceptionally vulnerable circumstances of Mars, we couldn't afford to have the kinds of violent dissent that we have down here on Earth.
I see. So a rebellion would probably just end up wiping everyone out who was there in the first place.
Yeah. We all die in a rebellion. Yep.
Not ideal then. So if Mars lends itself to a dictatorship like this, do you foresee that democracy is feasible?
Yes, I do, strangely enough. And the reason for that is that dictatorships are precisely what generate dissent. So I think in the long run, the most stable structures would be those which allowed people to feel included and which allowed people to feel that their arguments and that their problems were tackled. However, not a democracy of a sort that would look anything like terrestrial democracy. There would have to be significant differences.
This is going to be, excuse the pun, so alien from anything we have here on Earth. How do we go about setting up these new rules? What do we need? How do we do it?
Oh, gosh. You can approach this from two directions. One is advanced planning. You draw up something like a map to transition from initial command structures to a more democratic structure. And that's kind of the ideal. And the second option is you rely upon the settlers themselves. At some point in time, they're going to turn around and say, look, the Earth is exceptionally remote. We don't have to do what the Earth tells us anymore. And that's a little bit more dangerous, but that's also a foreseeable pathway, as it were, to a specifically Martian political system.
I'm thinking now of the settlers from Europe going over to America and then America declaring its independence. Could we have a Martian Independence Day?
I think we could, but we can't all, as it were, dance like it's 1776. We can't have that large-scale militarised upheaval because, again, everyone dies in a military conflict.
If you blow up the tea on Mars, everyone dies.
If the tea goes, then everyone goes with it. Yeah.
And thinking long term, if these colonies do succeed and someone gets born on Mars, I guess they would technically be a Martian?
Yes. And they're going to have certain problems, because whereas it may be the case that the initial settlers could come back to Earth if things go badly, for those born on Mars, it's extremely unlikely that their physiology could cope with a return to Earth. Their bone density wouldn't be right for it. So we have to get this right. If we are going ahead with this process, and if we are bringing people into being under circumstances which are not of their own choosing, then we have to ensure that there is the possibility of a good life for them.
I guess that's quite sad, being born on Mars, seeing Earth and all the fun we're having, and then not being able to come back.
Yeah, being just on the edge of the carnival and you can't go in. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. That's Tony Milligan from King's College London. And thank you to our other guests this week. That's Ashley Dove-Jay and Lynn Rothschild. Now, with Halloween just around the corner, Rosalind Davis has been investigating Stephen's spooky question of the week.
Are zombies feasible?